the Information Service for Appropriate Technology in association with the Development Technology Center in Zimbabwe present
Making It Work.
Connecting you with people across Africa who know how to solve some of your basic problems. In this program,
how to harness water in a cheap way. Today we take a look at the problem many communities in Africa are facing with trying to get water, and at one solution which seems to be working in Zimbabwe. My name is George Msumba.
And I am Brenda Moyo. Recently, George visited the mountainous Manicaland region of Zimbabwe, and there he spoke with some people about the challenges they had in collecting water.
The highest point in Zimbabwe is Mount Inyangani, located in the Manicaland region. This part of the country, close to the Mozambican border, is renowned for its beauty. A journey through the area is never boring. Lovely green hills and sparkling cool streams. Yes, the eastern highlands of Zimbabwe have plenty of water flowing along the mountains. This is good for the people of Mutasa, because that means water to drink, to cook, to bath. But access to the water, it seems, is not so easy.
We had a very big problem of having to go down to the river to fetch water. This was very difficult to do every day. We would crack our heels early each morning to collect water to put in our drums and to feed our chickens, and then bathe the children before they went to school.
Mrs. Nyamurundira lives in the village of Sambaza, part of the area of Mutasa in Manicaland. Like many African women, Mrs. Nyamurundira is given the task of fetching the water to use around the house. The more effort that is spent collecting water, the less time and energy Mrs. Nyamurundira has to do other things.
But of course, water is also important to the men. Mrs. Nyamurundira's husband talked to George about some of the other problems that his village had with getting water.
We were told we could no longer cultivate on the banks of the river, and then had problems growing gardens. We also saw fruit buyers coming into the region to buy fruit from others, whilst we had nothing to offer. To grow anything was impossible because we had no water.
Because of the difficulty in getting enough water up the slope, the villagers did not have their own private gardens to grow vegetables and fruits. This limited their ability to earn money.
Most means for gathering water take either a lot of labor and a lot of time, or machines which are expensive to look after. The search for a reliable way of bringing in cheap water is very important to rural people all over Africa. In Manicaland, it seems the people have found an answer, a simple machine called the ram pump. Mr. Kumbula is the acting development manager with the Manicaland Development Association. This organization works towards the promotion of useful technology for the rural people. At the moment, one of the projects which the association is promoting is this ram pump.
The ram pumps are driven by the energy of flowing water, and is technically known as the hydraulic system.
In other words, you are using the natural fall of water in order to push a pump which will force some water to rise up a slope. This process is like using a reed to blow air into a bowl or cup. The air going into the dish will cause bubbles to rise to the surface. With the ram pump, the pushing water is like the blown air, forcing water to rise up.
So your homestead is on top of a hill. At the bottom of the hill is a stream or river flowing past. You need the water from the river to use for your gardening. The idea of going down the hill to get it and carrying it on your head makes you tired. So what do? The ram pump is offered as a solution. You go down to the river and you create your own channel that will take some water away from the river to be collected in a tank from where it falls further down through a pipe to the pump.
Going back to the example of a bowl and a reed, what you first need, if you want to create bubbles, is to fill your mouth with air. The mouth, in the case of the ram pump, is a tank filled through a channel with water from the stream. This collection point is called a drive tank because from there, a man-made waterfall led through a pipe drives the ram pump, which of course must be located lower than your drive tank. This tank is supposed to be made of concrete because it does not rust like some metals. The purpose of the tank is to make sure that a large quantity of water gathers in one place before it is released constantly into the actual pump.
Now, according to the steepness of the land, that's where the energy is coming from. Because it's falling water, then it has got more energy than water which is just going on a plain land.
Mr. Richard Pomo is an artisan at Chitepo Adult Training Center, located some 80 kilometers from Mutare City. The center is involved in making these ram pumps.
When the water from the collection point pushes into the ram pump, it spills through a valve into a section above. This valve will close once the amount of water in this section is heavier than the push from below, and this is how the pump is able to push water uphill. You see, water released at the top will always make sure that the pressure from below is higher and the water can climb up and up for your use.
There are two types of ram pumps available from the Manicaland Development Association. The first one is the galvanized ram pump. It is all steel and a few pieces of rubber. The second type is the PVC ram pump, which was designed at Chitepo Training Center. It has some plastic parts as well as some rubber parts and a bit of steel.
Now it has been established that when we use the strongest plastics that can be obtained in Zimbabwe, there is the problem that at some stage they crack at the impulse valve section. So we have now established that using the galvanized steel, we stand a better position because we have a much more durable ram pump.
So now you have your river or stream and you know where to place your ram pump. You even know the two types of ram pumps which are available. But are these pumps cheap?
The cost of a unit, according to current costs, is $4,000. That's just the pump unit. For a plastic ram pump, we are looking at $3,250 Zimbabwe dollars. The other costs which are linked to the ram pumps are the delivery pipes.
The villagers at Sambaza pulled their money together and bought a galvanized pump. But the interesting thing here is that they were able to use the pump in an area which is not hilly. They had a plan.
Now here at Mchero Group, we discovered that the gradient of the river was not steep. So the suggestion came about where we had a small embankment where we could capture an amount of water, raise the level of the water so that the water could flow into the drive tank and create the necessary power for the ram pump.
In other words, even if there is not a natural slope available in your area, the ram pump will still work as long as you locate it much lower than the water level of your drive tank.
The best thing about the ram pump is that it does not use fuel or electricity, which makes it cheaper to use.
We used to pay heavy electrical bills, and in the event of electrical shutdowns, we also used to spend a lot of money on servicing and maintaining the diesel motors.
And how did this pump work for Mrs. Nyamurundira and her family? Her husband, Stephen, tells us.
All the work which was done here for the construction of the dam, digging the trenches, paying the workers, Buying the delivery pipes up to the storage tanks cost us 18,000 Zimbabwe dollars. The members of the group gathered around the fields of vegetables and citrus fruit, and with pride told me of how water had changed their lives.
I am Mrs. Precious Matsanura, the deputy chairperson. This pump helped us a lot because we were able to grow vegetables, which used to be a problem for us. We even have potatoes to feed our children. We are happy now. You can even see the shine on us.
Their plan now is to grow trees, which is good for the land that was destroyed by overuse. Among these trees will be pine, which they can sell to the timber companies.
The ram pump is a low-cost technology, which is cheap to install and also simple to maintain. It can be operated by rural communities because it has very limited moving components. The ram pump also uses the energy from the water, which is a free resource. So it is very, very cheap to operate. Lastly, the ram pump is very environmental friendly, unlike other gadgets like the diesel engines, which has emissions that tend to pollute. The ram pump does not have these harmful substances.
If you want more information on the ram pump and how you can get it in your community, write to Making It Work, Development Technology Center, University of Zimbabwe, P.O. Box MP167, Mount Pleasant, Harare. Write to Making It Work, Development Technology Center, University of Zimbabwe, P.O. Box MP167, Mount Pleasant, Harare. Finally, many thanks to the women of Muchero in Zimbabwe for providing the music for today's program. Until next time, I am Brenda Moyo.
And I'm George Msumba, reminding you that in Africa, there are many ways to make it work.
Making It Work was brought to you by ISAT in association with the Development Technology Center in Zimbabwe, produced by Radio Bridge Overseas.